10th paragraph of Kama, 3rd Mishnah. Hamakir Caleb is Svar B'Yanacha. I have a set of Svarim. I see this in somebody else's house. Yotzei L'Shem Gneiva be here. And there was a rumor in town that something was stolen from my house. So, generally, if I tell somebody you stole something of mine, I'm not believed. Here, we're talking about a person which generally does not sell. The Gemara adds a few more conditions. He generally doesn't sell his Svarim. So, it's a big question mark. What's his Svarim doing in somebody else's house? And there's a publicity that something was stolen. So since we have those two together, and we have witnesses that they originally belonged to me. So we have witnesses that originally belonged to me. Now we see by the other person, and a person that doesn't sell will lend these things out to other people. And there was a rumor that something was stolen. Then in such a case, Yishavalei lekeach kama nosan v'yitol. That the one who has it right now, he has to swear how much he paid. And the one who was stolen from will pay him, reimburse him, but he'll get his kalim back. In other words, you are holding my stolen items, so I'm saying it's stolen, I want it back. But there's a special takana zashuk, that since we're not choshu this person that he himself stole it, or he's saying I didn't steal it, I bought it from somebody else, and that other person stole it, so they made a special takana that you pay back the one who bought it before you get back your thing. It's called Takonas Hashuk. All this talking about before Yish, because after Yish, the other person acquired already. Vimlav, lo kolimena. And if he's not willing to do that, then you can't just take it away from him and say that, no, you are the Ganav, and I don't want to pay you for it. I say that Reuven did sell him to somebody, and this person bought it from him. So the kids, the bottom line is that even though we have a strong indication that the item was stolen, if the only way the owner could get it back now is unless the other person admits that he stole it, is he swears, and then he'll get it back, but he has to reimburse the person who bought it.